we play well, and Liverpool don't, the odds are we'll win it. If we both play well, move the money back. If we play badly and they play well, then they'll beat us.
Make it, they're gonna make it. Anywhere, it's up to you. Twerk your.
Anybody that soaks me is likely to be sub.
He is the man, he is the one, he is thundering big Ron Atkinson! So the Aston Villa, eh?
What a memory you've got.
we'll go straight to the chase then and we'll have some fun. What do you feel about the whole Villa thing, Ron? What's the story?
Angry? Yeah, no, not betrayed. Angry. Disappointed. What I do think, to give you some material, because I think in your next video of 101 Gaffes, have a major, major sort of show.
What?
Of the Villa GM.
You read so? One dedicated just to him?
Very much so, because I think he has made a major gaffe.
Why?
Well, I think, okay, we've had three very good years.
You bet.
Team's a good side. All right, we dipped a bit this year, but it's only 5 weeks ago that people like yourself and that were saying the team has just given the best display any English team's given for years against Milan. And the side was playing well, and I think that it would have turned a corner.
But you do feel angry, yeah?
Yeah. And I think what was very, very nice, when a manager gets the sack normally, there's no public outcry from the fans or anything. I mean, the fans have been brilliant in the Midlands. I mean, they had a big poll that I think it was something like 87% of the fans at Villa wanted me reinstated.
Would you have gone back if they'd have asked you?
Yeah.
Would you?
Oh, of course I would. Yeah.
You would have done.
Well, it was the club I wanted to be, not particularly people.
You'd have done that.
Aye, because I'd have turned it round and I'd have stuck the proverbial two fingers up to people.
What would have happened if you'd have stayed there? What do you think would have happened? Because you were having a lousy season, not the worst, you were having a lousy league season, weren't you?
Yeah, we just won 5 cup matches on the bounce that people very quickly forget.
Yeah.
We were the defending cup holders, but that's
but
no
what
longer.
Would have happened, do you think?
I'll tell you what would have happened. We'd have turned the corner, we'd have finished in the top half of the league, and that would have put us down as a safe bet for one of the trophies.
Yeah. So when they got stuffed earlier this week, 4-1 in the League Cup,
how did you feel? Well, I probably wasn't as happy as other people at the club because I think it was part of the plan. Because I'd been told to cut down on everything, you know, and so forth, and one of the things we had to get rid of was A, we didn't want carpenters in building trophy rooms, and B, it saved them buying any more Duraglitz. We've got nothing to clean up apart from the plates in the canteen.